What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, into the 8 o'clock hour we go. We'll circle back to the Astros in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Greenberg, too, has a he might be on Take-A-Mania tomorrow with one of his takes about something we talked about yesterday. An idea that Seth and I had that he's been thieving. NFL draft lottery. We'll get to that later on in the hour as well.
So he's got dumber reasons for wanting it than we do.
Yes, yeah. He's going to wind up. We want it because it'd be fun. He wants it because he thinks it cures an ill that doesn't exist in the NFL, in my opinion. But so we'll see. We'll talk about that in the next segment. That'll be coming up next. But first, Texans schedule is out. The Texans have 4 primetime games. Season opens in L.A. and against the Rams. SoFi Stadium. I need to make that distinction because they play the Chargers later in the year too. There's a lot of travel, a lot of miles. The Texans, they put a graphic up. I know you brought this up earlier this week too, yeah. Seth. They put the graphic up last night during some of the schedule release stuff as well. For a team that doesn't have an international game, the Texans are among the most mile. Like there's the teams that have the most miles are teams like that are going to Brazil and London and places like that. Among the teams that don't have an international trip, the Texans travel a bleep ton of miles this year.
Oh, really? They're middle of the road when you include all 32 teams. Yeah. I've broken it down that way. Yeah. They have. I mean, these 3 West Coast trips are the schedule though did set it up pretty well. At least though that those road games are sandwiched by those long West Coast trips are sandwiched by either home games or open weeks on the schedule.
Yeah.
So as taxing as it could potentially be, the Texans got it pretty easy in that regard.
Yeah, I thought that was a good point you made.
It was an incredible point.
Earlier you had talked about that too, because I was complaining that they didn't get, I wanted them to get one of those West Coast trips where they just knock out 2 of those games in one flight kind of thing. Hey, just stay out there. We know they like staying and sequestering themselves somewhere for a week because they all get along and it's a bonding experience and all that stuff. But you're absolutely right that the 3 trips out there go week 1, week 7, and week 17 is, and yes, that the first 2 are coming off of open-ended, you know, the first one's a season opener. You got 2 weeks before that. And the other one's coming off a bye week. Fortuitous.
Yeah, and the Chargers, you've got a home game before and a home game after.
Yeah, that's nice. So that actually works out pretty well. If you had to pick one of these games, if you were a fan, and I'm curious what the fans, the actual Texan fans on the text page think, because I know a lot of you do travel to games. I know that's a big reason why everybody gets psyched for the schedule release is you can start making travel plans. People are already weighing in. Which one would you pick? Which one would you, if you had to pick a road game for us to go to, what do you, what,
I would,
what would it
say,
be?
Honestly, man, I've got PTSD from the last time I played in Seattle on a primetime game because we just got absolutely destroyed. It was one of the most miserable games I've ever played in my entire life. And yet at the same time, I was impressed by how loud it was, yeah. including in the fourth quarter. As we were just getting destroyed, they were still bastards, those Seahawks fans.
Yeah,
and I respect them for it. Even as they were hijacking, at that point, I don't think they had yet actually officially paid for the right to use the 13th man. So they were renegated.
12th
that.
Man. Not the
they were stealing.
13th.
No, the 13th man. Then they had to buck it down. It was too greedy. How did I come up with 13th man?
I don't know.
Wait, how many guys play in a game of
how
football?
How many guys play in the sport that I played for 10 years?
You're going to tell me there's only 11 guys on the field?
You guys aren't going to believe this.
You're an idiot.
I'm going to tell people when I go to the bar today, you're not going to believe this. Seth went through his entire career thinking there were 12 guys on the field the whole time.
So the 12th man. Well, I didn't want to get hit I didn't want A&M coming after me.
I don't blame you.
For royalties, for even saying the phrase.
You're 100% right. I'm off pace on that. You're absolutely
thank
right.
God, I have a co-host. I would have said it 8 more times. Yeah, you know, the 13th man is one of the greatest traditions and gimmicks in sport. I'll tell you what. When I was 12 years old, I thought, what's this 13th man thing they got down there at Texas A&M? Right there in University Station.
Oh, my God. University Station.
Remember old Tiger Bryant back when he coached for them?
Oh, easy, yeah.
Yeah, with the Scantron boys. Yeah.
Scantron. So Seattle would be yours, huh? You would Seattle ahead.
I was thinking my way through it.
Yeah.
Why are the Raiders not on there?
Because they play the Raiders at home. You're thinking of me and Amy and our trip.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was stuck on you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going awesome. This segment is so good. listen, Chiefs, Sunday Night Football.
That would be
early December.
Dude.
Me decked out in battle red, a battle red tuxedo, face painted. Eyes as wide as the Sphinx.
Sphinx, yes.
I would go in there.
A seraphim's glow, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 different shivs hidden on my person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is what I want and need. Yes.
That would be, now, early December's tricky, and at night, it's going to be cold for sure in December.
Yeah, but
early
December is still, you might have a nice, like, maybe. High 20s, low 30s, you know, that'd be nice.
Kansas City, extra
clothing to hide my shivs in.
Kansas City, mine would be one of the L.A. trips, probably the opener against the Rams, rather than traveling Christmas week anywhere in an airport.
Yeah.
Mine would be, and plus SoFi Stadium, you don't go there very much, you know, like it's... Seattle would be up there because you only play there once every 8 years. You know, like the uniqueness of where you go, like the division games would all be at the bottom. You can go there. You can go to those cities any year. They play Indy and Tennessee, Jacksonville every year. Who cares? The Chiefs is a good one. Kansas City is a fun town. I went to that. That was one of our bye week trips back in 2022. We went for Chiefs. And the Bills, and we went with Sarah Frazier and her husband, our boss here, she's from Kansas City. So we had a tour guide, so that helped.
The
food and the music and the museums and everything else is outstanding. It's really
Kansas
good.
City, I feel like you do get all of the positive stereotypes about Midwesterners. They feel like genuinely pleasant people that are, they'll welcome you with open arms, as opposed to some of these sham Midwestern cities, like Indianapolis, which might as well be on the East Coast, frankly, they're more inbred and stupid than they are pleasant. Any pleasantness they have comes from a general lack of intellectual capacity.
Man.
You know, it's just more of like a...
Indy is just taking... Indy's taking
half of them have been ordered by the court to be chemically castrated. It's just, that's why that any illusion of pleasantness is... basically because of either that or the ankle monitor they're wearing.
You have had this pent up for a while. You have not gone off on Indiana like this in a long, long time.
Well, you had to present me with the concept of potentially traveling.
Going there,
yeah,
that's true. That is true. Chiefs would be a good one, man. I mean, I know you're bowing up to go to that Chiefs game. Kansas City, if you're a traveling Texan and you're thinking about a game, Kansas City's the only reason it's down my list is I've been there before. I like to go to places I haven't been to before. The Rams would be my number one. The season opener, good game, SoFi Stadium. Go out there early, do some LA stuff out there, hang out. That would be a good one. The Ravens.
Ravens, I don't feel like I get a sense that it might not be fun being an opposing fan.
I can't do it.
Baltimore.
Nope.
I ain't no punk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I also don't want to deal with it, okay?
No, yeah.
As a, hey, I ain't going to back down from no fight.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go out looking for one, you know? And that's, I feel like going to a Ravens game, you're looking for one.
Boy, someone just made a suggestion on the text page. I hadn't even thought about this.
Is it legal to do to an Indiana?
It's legal. Are we, okay. No, I haven't gotten, I'm not even paged up yet. I'm just looking. This is circling back to the trip. I put up a poll for what game Amy and I should go to for our bye week. The four that are up on the poll, if you want to go vote at Sean T. Pendergast, we go on a different trip every year, blah, blah, blah. The Rams at Baltimore, Cardinals at Colts, we would go to the Notre Dame game the day before. Tennessee at Vegas, that's just a Vegas trip sandwiched around a football game is basically what that is. And then Chicago at Washington, Monday Night Football. How about this for a suggestion, Seth? You guys should go to the Baltimore game Sunday and the Washington game on Monday on your trip.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah,
dude,
that's a great idea.
That's
yeah.
very dude. They're only like an hour apart.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
So for you and your non-Texans bye week trip,
yes.
That would be a
great story
time.
Too. Yeah.
Well, you've done that before in LA, right?
No, we did it in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
We went to two games in one night in the Bay Area back in 2013. This was the year before I got here to 610. Amy and I would go to a couple Texans road games every year before I got here,
started
doing work for the team on game day. We went to that Monday night game against the 49ers in the Matt Schaub pick six year. He threw a pick six on like the third play of that game to Tremaine Brock. So we went to that. That was Sunday Night Football. That was on NBC. We went to that game. It just so happened that game was in like week five. It just so happened that in Oakland, which is where the Raiders were at the time, Oakland's game that day got pushed even after the Sunday night game because the A's had a playoff game that day.
Oh, yeah.
So the A's had a playoff game, so the Raiders got shoved off of their own field until they put the game at like 9 o'clock at night Pacific, like 8 o'clock Pacific time after the regular Sunday night game. They put it on the NFL Network. So the Texans were getting their asses kicked in this game by the Niners. It was like 31-3 in the third quarter. And Amy and I are like, let's get on the BART train and go over to Oakland and see if we can get into that game. That'd be a cool story to go to two NFL games in the same night.
Yeah.
And so we got on the BART train, went over there, ended up buying two tickets on the bridge. You take a bridge to walk. You walk over the tracks to the stadium. We bought tickets on the 50-yard line for $23 a piece from a guy who was smoking weed with his son on the bridge. It was a very
nice.
Wholesome story.
Yeah, parents don't spend enough time with their kids.
Entrepreneurial, showing your kids how
that's
to run
right.
a business.
It's like like a lemonade stand.
Yeah, a little
right?
bit. A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we're doing this to send the kids on a trip to Washington, D.C.
Can I just tell you, I you know, the Raiders, especially in Oakland back in the day, you know, there's a reputation, you know, that like the fans, they were all decked out in their Darth Raider gear and everything else.
Yeah.
And they were. And we were the only ones, it felt like, in there not wearing Raider gear. I felt safer at the Raider game than I did the 49er game earlier in the night, which was actually during daylight. Candlestick Park, dude. great part of town.
It's hard to get in and out of and everything. There's like one, like, people complain about Houston. Like Candlestick, I remember driving in there just on the team bus.
Yeah.
It feels like there's one two-lane road in there and out of there. Dude. And yeah.
And San Fran fans, underratedly sketchy San Fran fans.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. Worse than Raiders fans. Raiders fans, it's a lot about the costumery.
They're really nice. Dude, and when they found out that we left a 49er game in the middle of it to come to the Raider game, they're buying us beers, handing us their joints, said, hey, take a hit on this right now. Yeah.
I remember when I went to, when the NFL was having some league meetings in Houston, I think it was specifically about the Raiders moving, and they had it over a hotel, one of the hotels over there in the Memorial City area.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of Raiders fans out there, like basically in costume lobbying for Al Davis, like stalking Al Davis to tell him not to move the team out of Oakland.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I got to interview these guys. And they couldn't have been more delightful.
They're awesome.
Like, it was almost like the more spikes there were on their helmets and everything, the more delightful they were.
They're awesome.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, no. This is, I was going to move towards the Mariners because I went to the Mariners playoff game, the extra innings game that went how many extra innings? 21 innings
18,
or whatever.
It was 18 inning game.
18 innings.
Yeah.
That was one of the best experiences I've ever had at a professional sporting event because I got club level tickets. And Sean, you pull up in the parking garage.
Yeah.
You park.
Yeah.
And then go over a sky bridge. Like, I was like 50 yards from the time I parked till I got in my seat. It was like 50 yards. It was awesome.
It'd be easy,
and then because I was supposed to pick up my child in Spokane somewhere around about what would have been the 10th or 11th inning. It was also very nice that by the time I finally left, and it was way late for picking up my child.
Can you imagine?
I just ran right out to my car.
Sorry, we had to stay for all 18 innings. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got right out of there because everybody's still at the game.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool setup.
That's
it was
awesome.
One of the best parking experiences I've ever had at a game, a football game at least.
Yeah,
baseball or football. You know, obviously basketball's a different
game. That game, that Seattle game, we're way off on tangents now, but it's all about road trips, anyways. That Astros game you're talking about, that 18 inning game was on a Saturday, and that was the same day that we were in Kansas City for that Kansas City Buffalo game. It was during the Texans bye week, so we went out. The four of us went out. We like hit a bar in the middle of the afternoon to watch the first few innings. And then we had tickets to like a jazz show. We had dinner reservations. We had two other bars to go to.
Yeah.
That game went on while we were at five different places and went back to the hotel to shower in between. That game was going on like as a backstory our whole day. Finally, like, I'm in the bathroom at like the fourth bar or restaurant we're at, and Pena hits the home run. I'm like,
well,
oh, finally.
You know the weirdest thing about that day, and I was surprised that, I don't know, I should have asked some people in Seattle if this was a thing. It was during they have their forest fire season.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, every now and then we get forest. No, it's forest fire season.
That's right.
And the roof was open, obviously. And there was a haze in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked like from the beginning, from being there in person, it was from the club level, it was actually, it looked like you were watching in standard definition.
Yeah.
And I still to this day but feel like it had to have had something to do with the fact that nobody could hit a baseball that day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How's the logistics of that stadium are good? Is the stadium itself good out there in Seattle?
I thought it was. I didn't have any time to walk around or anything because I got there. I think midway through the first inning and kind of. So I didn't have to deal with any traffic at. And I left when the game was still going on.
Yeah, I want to do an Astros road trip at some point this summer, like before training camp starts.
Yeah,
and I really want to go to that minor league ballpark that the A's are playing in Sacramento. That would be a unique experience, you know.
Yeah, yeah, like when the Blue Jays were playing in Buffalo.
In Buffalo,
they played in that minor league stadium.
Yeah. Kansas City is getting a lot of love on the text page as a trip to go on. KC is a city on the rise. We got a Kansas City listener. Being here the last 4 years, I agree. I live 2 hours from Kansas City. It's a fun town. Kansas City's good. That would be a good trip, other than the weather. Like going in December and sitting outside on Sunday Night Football may not be your thing, but as far as cities go, very underrated, I think.
I never worry about December. January is when things get nasty.
Yeah.
I'd rather go in December than in November, because in November you have more of a prospect for freezing rain,
yeah,
which is the worst of all weather conditions to watch a game. So I would rather go, I would power rank it as December, then January, then November.
I would
in
say
a northern city.
The difference in playing in freezing rain versus snow has got to be just a gigantic chasm as well.
That's the one. I'm sure there's a boatload of. I feel like wintry mix seems like the one that screws quarterbacks up the most.
Yeah.
Because that means it's usually windy with a wintry mix. Yeah. So you get the wind, plus you get a ball that like might change from quarter to quarter, how grippable it is, and everything else that goes into it.
Yep. All right, Mike Greenberg of ESPN kind of stole our idea the other day. Seth and I had a great idea to revive the NFL, a league that clearly needs reviving.
Yes.
But his reasons for it, this is why it's better to come from us. His reasons for it are going to wind up in Take-A-Mania at 9 o'clock for a bad take tomorrow. We'll preview. We'll let you hear it and sample it coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.